Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, 5 International Awards, that book is one. The Third Ingredient with the number 3.com, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. And, of course, you can buy them, all that at Amazon, including Joel Barker's books like Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. When you buy that book, folks, when you watch that video, you will thank me later. You'll think fondly of me. So I encourage you to do that. Hey, Joel Barker is our guest, folks. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's the author of all this genius I've been telling you about, one of the great futurists of our time. Joel, let's talk about a couple of other developments that you're bringing us. Beer waste that could become an insulator. Now, this is just bizarre. This is bizarrely, weirdly creepy. How does this work?
Let me change those adjectives. This is bizarrely, wonderfully amazing that this promise was in beerwort. So beerwort is a waste that comes from making beer. And this is Colorado University. So whose beer waste do you think they're using?
Right. I know, of course.
Right? I bet Coors is saying, whoopee.
That's right.
Anyway, they were trying to work with a stuff called aerogel, which I've followed for 30 years. It's amazing stuff. It's called solid smoke.
Most people don't even know what aerogel is. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Aerogel is a material that's made up of teeny little bubbles whose walls are almost not there, just barely any material at all. But because they're tiny little bubbles, it insulates amazingly well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have aerogel insulation, it's probably 10 times better than the best stuff you've got in your
house.
That's
what insulation does. It holds air and creates buffers between one environment and another environment. It holds them off.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly what it does. So what University of Colorado Boulder was trying to look into was, can we make a transparent aerogel because they're smoky?
So, you could apply it to a window that I think it said and accomplish some kind of a thermal treatment, because windows are not good thermal insulators.
They're horrible.
You could apply it to a window, but it wouldn't let you see out of it, which is the opposite of what a window does. So now,
well, here's what comes in is diffuse light comes in, so it's really nice for diffuse light, but you can't see out of it. So with the beerwort, they said the one thing that beerwort has is cellulose, which likes to line up in order when it's atomically worked. And if you line your atoms up in order, you get transparency.
Wow.
And that's what they have
done.
So
we could coat our windows with beer wort, and it would insulate and be clear too as well.
We shouldn't say that we're going to coat our windows with beer wort.
Why not?
Say from a material that we develop from beer wort. it's too gross. But here's the other thing, Jim, that you have to think about, and this is really a big deal. South-facing windows, right?
Right.
If you put that insulation on the inside, not the outside, then the sunlight comes through as light. It, you know, as it goes through, it converts into infrared. It wants to go back out, and the aerogel will keep it from leaving. So all of a sudden, instead of having cold outside, warm inside, cold freezing, making the inside, you know, what you get with a window, which is a cold piece of material, you now can have a captured material that holds the heat in. That means south-facing windows on a house in the winter is part of your furnace.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
So think about that in terms of making homes more efficient and still being able to see out and see the world.
Right. Now let's move over and talk.
I think it's a big business.
Well, it's exciting. And so the thing is, folks, is you're going to start seeing this. And being offered, it'll probably be called something else. But in 5 years, you're gonna be offered like the low E kind of an option in the window and the other some of the other things that they're offering in the insulated windows. All right, so let's move down though and talk about another one. There's a direct carbon air carbon capture system that you're reporting to us, where it almost sounds to me like we're turning waste carbon. We're acting like a tree does when it pulls carbon dioxide in and makes something useful. Yep. What do you think?
Exactly. That's what's going on. And the thing that they're making is fuel. So they can make fuel. So in a sense, the carbon just cycles through the air, gets burned, cycles through the air, gets captured, gets burned. It's a company named Carbon Engineering, and the importance of their work is they have dropped the cost of taking carbon out of the air. From the old theory was it would cost $500 to $1,000 per ton to take it out of the air, which is way too expensive. Their process now does it between $94 and, at the worst case, $232.
By recapturing the carbon dioxide and redeploying it. So here's my question. I'm just imagining an ecosystem with this where you have a finite amount of carbon dioxide. It never changes.
Yep.
But all you do, maybe you add a fire, what would I call it, something that burns, something that you add back into it, a material, a combustible. That's what I'm trying to say. Your carbon dioxide never changes in this little ecosystem, but you just feed a little new combustible in there to create energy, and you have no air emissions.
Now here's the other thing, because there's a twist here that we want to make sure that our listeners hear. The units that they have takes out 1 million tons of CO2 per year. So I looked up how many tons do we produce a year and put into the air. We put in 38 billion tons per year.
But we got a lot of work.
Now, you notice, here's what's interesting. That means 38,000 units will clear the air.
Wow.
We do 38 million units of automobiles every year.
Right. This
that's
is the future,
that's
folks.
A doable thing.
This is the future. Joe Barker brought it to us. Quick break, Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.